What type of retainer do you typically use for your orthodontic patients? Whereas conventional Holly retainers were a standard for many years, recently vacuum-formed retainers have become more popular. There are several reasons. First of all, it's believed that patients will wear vacuum-formed retainers more consistently because they're less obvious. In addition, laboratory fees for these types of retainers is typically less expensive compared to a Holly retainer. But is one retainer better than the other in maintaining the orthodontic correction? A recent study published in the May 2011 issue of The Angle Orthodontist has made that assessment. The title of the article is A Retrospective Randomized Double-Blind Comparison Study of the Effectiveness of Holly versus Vacuum-Formed Retainers. This study is co-authored by Stephen Barlin and several other research colleagues from several different orthodontic departments throughout the United Kingdom. The purpose of this study was to compare the effectiveness of vacuum-formed and Holly retainers in maintaining arch width as well as incisor alignment. This was a prospective randomized clinical trial. A sample of 82 patients who had received complete orthodontic treatment was randomly assigned to either a Holly or a vacuum-formed retainer on the day of appliance removal. They were asked to wear these retainers full-time for a year. At the time of appliance removal, dental casts were made of each patient. Then, similar dental casts were made at 2 months, 6 months, and finally, 1 year after appliance removal. The authors then evaluated the maxillary and mandibular intermolar widths, intercanine widths, arch length, and mandibular incisor alignment over these time intervals. What do you think the authors found? Which of these retainers provides the best retention for those aforementioned variables? The authors found that there were no differences between either of the two retainer designs. Here's my concern. The authors didn't evaluate occlusion. It's been my experience that if a patient is wearing both maxillary and mandibular vacuum-formed retainers, that there's little opportunity for the teeth to come into contact, and therefore little opportunity for orthodontic settling after treatment. Holly retainers, on the other hand, that do not cover the occlusal surface, give this opportunity for settling. So in terms of what was measured, alignment, arch length, and arch dimensions, there are no differences between these retainers. Perhaps these authors will evaluate other parameters in future studies. In the meantime, if you'd like to review this comparison of Holly and vacuum-formed retainers, you can find it in the May 2011 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.